Phil, can you tell us more about the farm and why you guys decided to host one of this year's Breakfast on the Farm events?
My farm has been there for 90 years, and we're very visible on the highway, and I think we do a nice job. I think it's important people know what we do, because I have four of the siblings that don't live near the farm, and even they have a disconnect with how we actually operate and what we do. So I think it's important that people know where their food comes from.
Can you give us more background on the farming operation and how that might have changed since your involvement?
We always milk cows. My grandpa milked cows in the early 30s. He bottled cream and sold butter. My dad switched it over to the wholesale milk production, and then that was in the 50s. My brother and I took over in the 80s, and we've been the growing point of it now. We've grown from 100 cows to 520 cows milking, with 100 dry cows. We also farm about 1,600 acres, which we own the majority of it. The growth has been through wanting to make a living farming, not necessarily wanting to be big or wanting to be anything other than make a living doing just what we do.
Bill, Breakfast on the Farm in Michigan is quite an attention grabber for the community, expecting thousands of visitors in a short period of time. What has been the process being involved in that planning, getting ready for the big day?
Mostly tidying up and making, and that from the farm standpoint, tidying up, but coordinating the meal and the people and the volunteers and the staff that's going to take to pull this event off.
Located in Free Soil, what areas are you drawing from to help bring awareness to Breakfast on the Farm in your community and invite the public in?
We hope to pull from the south as far as Shelby, Montague, and from the north, we hope to pull as far as Benzeek. Keeping in mind that there isn't a lot of people that live west of us, because it gets the Lake Michigan is there, and east of us, it's pretty sparse populated. But we could pull as far as Baldwin.
And can you tell us more about when your Breakfast on the Farm is set for, and some of the tours that are planned for that day?
The event is July 11th. There'll be some children's things for them to do with the old aging club. It's going to provide some old equipment, and there'll actually be things operating from the old days. There'll be modern equipment there also. There's going to be many educational things that people have volunteered to bring in. It's going to be a very educational day, both in learning about our farm and also learning about farming in general. I hope the people that come leave not so much impressed of what they see, but an impression of what agriculture is overall. I think they will be impressed, but my real goal is for them to leave with an impression that agriculture is looking out for them. We want to grow a good product, and we want people to feel comfortable with what we do.
Pulling off a Breakfast on the Farm takes a lot of support from family, community, and neighbors. Who's helping you pull off this event, and by July 11th, how many do you expect to be involved?
To be involved with the event, we have about a 20-person crew that we put together in January that volunteers that are helping coordinate the whole event. We have an outstanding committee that's putting this program together. Everyone is gone to bat and worked hard, and it's really been quite easy because everyone's pulled their own weight. On the volunteer side, we've had so many responses over, they want to come help. I think the volunteer thing is going to be easy. Also, it's just a matter of coordinating everybody, getting in the right places.
Bill, for farmers in other areas of Michigan that are potentially thinking about hosting a Breakfast on the Farm event on their location, what would you say to them?
Ask me after the event. I think it's going to be a fun day. The support and the enthusiasm from the entire group has been outstanding. It's gone from being, in my mind, I've been to a couple of Breakfasts on the Farm, so I kind of know what they are. It's gone from being this is a big deal for us to pull it off, but to being kind of a community event. I mean, from Ludington to Manistee, we've had great support. People calling us to wanting to volunteer, people calling us wanting to bring educational stuff in. I think it's going to be a good day. I hope the weather cooperates.
Well, Bill, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.